Yeah, hello to the second talk in this track this morning. The speakers are myself and my colleague Kai-Uwe Behrmann. My name is Sirko Kempter, and what I'm doing normally is I'm doing design for some distributions and desktop environments, and as such one, I have often the problem to print something. And I want to look at on printing on the same way as I have it designed. This is what brought me to the topic of color management. And the biggest problem we have with color management is that the most people say, I'm not a designer, I have nothing to print, so I'm not interested in this topic. But color management is actually more than for designers and for printing. There are some awesome other topics. Would you give me the next slide, please? Thank you. Like color blind people. You can see it here. We can use color management also for this kind of people to have them an environment. They look always at the same colors and can see it better. You can transfer the ICC profile on every color managed desktop you use, so you have not to set up your system again. There are other topics they are interesting, like I say always, if you buy in the internet some pink shoes and you get some purple ones, your wife will be really, pissed off. I think she will be very angry if she get pink instead of purple, because she looked in the internet shop to this very cool pink shoes and get purple then. I think she would like to have also such pink one. This is the next. The next one is just a picture from brain. You see, this is what doctors look today, and they need also really an color managed desktop. So the audience is really bigger than just the designer and printing. So this was some examples for what it can use else. And what we have today on the free desktop are a lot of applications, like you can see here. There's GNOME Color Manager, Color Manager, TaxiDB, DiscalGuy, Oranos, ColorD, Argyle, and Compic. And what these applications do for you and for what you need them, that will tell my colleague Kai-Uwe.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Kai-Uwe. I'm the maintainer and developer of the Oranos color management system. But now I want to tell you about the bricks. Habe ich jetzt auf Englisch? Wir sind Deutsch, ne? Okay. Yeah, and now I would like to tell you what are the building blocks for color management under Linux. The Argyle CMS, which is represented by this nice Scottish pattern, is a color management system on the command line. You have many different, very specific tools, and it is a cross-platform tool set, and you can use this tool set to talk to color measurement devices, to build ICC profiles, to do color conversions, to set up your monitor, do printer profiling, and so on. And this is mostly the base that we can create on the Linux platform ICC profiles. We have not much more choice for it. So we have very few commercial offers for OEMs but nothing which is sold publicly like on OS X or on Windows. So this is a really important part to do display calibration and profiling to create printer profiles and so on. Yeah, and then my project is Uranus, which is a high-level color management system which can use ICC profiles created by Argil and do the profile assignment to actual devices, to printers, to monitors, to scanners, and so on. And together with Uranus was created a similar project called Color D, which is coming from the Gnome desktop, and that's pretty much the same, just with different goals. Each one has its own strengths and tries to provide its own feature set. Now, I want to talk about the front ends. The Gnome desktop has integrated the Gnome Color Manager, which runs on top of Color D, thus profile to device assignment. You have some more settings which are typical, specific things like rendering intent, black point compensation, and a nice preview of a profile, and so on. On the KDE side exists Color Manager, which is running since some years on top of Uranus, and KDE Color Manager, which is a newly evolving front end to Color D, so you have more choice in KDE. As well, for Uranus exists the Cinefo front end, which is a settings front end running on Qt, so you can run it on virtually any desktop environment, and you're not bound to a specific desktop. For actually doing calibration and profiling of your display, you need a front end to Argil. Then normally people are not very convenient with the toolkits, especially the artists and those people who own a color measurement device. So we want just a start and click application. And we can use Discal GUI, which is started by Florian Hirsch. It's a cross-platform front-end to Argil CMS, which I mentioned earlier. And this front-end runs on Windows, on OS X, and of course on Linux to the Python GDK library. And it's pretty convenient. You have many, many options from Argil bundled inside this. And if you just want to profile your monitor, you can start it, click on the button, and things walk through. And I think of Discal GUI as well, it can upload your profiles from all these platforms to a common database. And this is the TAXI database, which runs on icc.opensuse.org. And it collects profiles which are created by Discal GUI, and this serves pretty much the purpose of vendor profiles, which we actually don't have under Linux. So with this solution, you can, with some luck, find your own monitor profile, download it, install it, and have a color managed workflow in case other applications play with it. For instance, GIMP, Inkscape, Krita, Scribus would all make use of this monitor profile. So the nice thing is you do not necessarily need a color management device, which is of course expensive, and still have a color managed workflow. Yeah, and in the future, we want to expand this kind of stuff to other profilers. I think Gnome Color Manager has some profiler capabilities inbuilt, so it would be nice to also upload its profiles to the TaxiDB. And what we, if this really works out fine, want to do is to download automatically these ICC profiles, so users which have no idea about color management at all just get installed the profile and can use it without much reading manuals and without much interaction. Another nice topic is to build in color management into the window manager. We have a prototype for this. This is inside Compic, which is a plugin to Compits, and where runs the color correction, the ICC style color correction on the GPU. This is much like an OS X, and this is the only solution which we have on Linux. I think at the moment Windows does nothing comparable. You have only the possibility inside one application to do color correction. And with this project idea, we want to go into other window managers like Kvin, maybe Matter, and have it there also. And then we can enjoy consistent displays, a consistent background of your desktops, and this will be much convenient than having to set up this by each application and each toolkit on its own. Another project is to create a printing dialog which supports color management. To go into existing printing dialogs and introduce where color management, where runs the project this summer during Google Summer of Code for Krita. Krita is a well color managed painting application, and it currently does a color conversion to sRGB for all content, even if you have higher saturation image content. And then you print it to a PDF file, because the PDF workflow on Linux is currently more or less just device RGB, and you don't have much support inside the toolkits for tagging color content with ICC profiles. So with this project, we want to enable native color output from Krita, put it into a PDF, and select with the Aranus framework the appropriate device profile, put it also into the PDF, and then GoScript can run together with CAPS fully color-managed output, fully color-managed color conversion for printing. So you can expect in not too far future fully color managed workflow for the Linux desktop, and then I hope we get a little bit closer to what we see now on Mac OS X and surely what is on Windows. Yeah, and I think this is already much said about what we plan, and now I want to thank you and have your questions.
Okay, can I ask a question? Who has to do something with color management, or who is really interested in color management? Who hear from it? One, two. Of course, he uses a Mac. So, was the talk beginning helpful for you to know what color management really is? Oh. Then I failed. Okay, so no questions. Oh, there's a question.
If I use the programs like Inkscape or Solver, if I do something extra to have the color management, or is it already there?
Inkscape, I can tell you, of course, you can do with Inkscape proofing, as a Windows proof that you can do with Inkscape. You can also embed in the SVG the color profile, but the problem right now is no one uses it, this color profile. So.
For example, I have two screens, one at the laptop and the other one, and they're different.
Two screen color management is right now only with Aranus possible, right?
I think so. If you use Compic the Compiz color manager, the Compiz window manager together with Compig plugin, you can get a two-screen color correction. So it cares about the output side. It assumes the desktop to be in sRGB content and converts each side of the desktop to the appropriate monitor. So you need some setup in maybe color manager or another front end, and then the XORG server knows about the ICC profiles, or more, it stores the ICC profile atoms, and these are requested by the Compig window manager, and then do the color correction.
That are two worlds we're talking about. The one world is the window color correction, and the other one is I do a file with Inkscape and use screen proofing. I know the ICC color profile I use on the target device, that's the difference. So you have to set up this profile, this ICC profile in Inkscape, and then you can also embed it in SVG. Firefox doesn't use this ICC profile if you use the SVG in the browser, but Scribus can use it, so you can export CMYK from Inkscape to Scribus on this way. If you use there are some differences in the colors because Inkscape uses float for storing the worth for the colors, and Scribus uses only integer, so you have some differences, but you can transfer the colors. Yeah, but on the design side, you like to have that what Windows does, what Kai-Uwe explained. You like to manage the colors also inside this application. Yeah, I mean that's the normally thing only for the designer printing, but we would like also to cover the other things you can do with color management. Yeah. Someone else?
You have some links or internet addresses for the different projects of color management, so I can read more?
Well, at the moment not on the slides, but if you go to openicc.info, you will find most of these projects linked in this wiki page.
Okay, we have to say there's really not a good documentation outside how to use color management in Linux. We was beginning of this month in Vienna for the Libre Graphics meeting. Nearly all color management dudes, I would say, and we had some conversations there with users, and we find out there's not really a good documentation what you need for what and how to install it and how to use it. That we like also to do in the future to enable the users to do it. But for finding the project is definitely OpenICC the best address. Maybe we should tell something to OpenICC what it is. OpenICC is the working group from Free Desktop, where both desktops, or not both, all of the Free Desktops works together. So we have some connections with Arthur from ColorD, also from GNOME, as Kai-Uwe from the KDE side with his Oranos, and they have some things to be who they use both the same, and OpenICC makes also the profile free. I mean, one of the biggest problems right now is, if I want to go for printing, I have to use Adobe profiles mostly. So, and most of the available profiles are not free, as in Freedom, yeah? So, but OpenICC provides also free ICC profiles.